Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? I'm your host, James Lopez, and welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. This is our 100th episode, and fellas, it feels incredible to say that. I pride myself on quality, not quantity. So I try to stick to topics that really touch me, or topics that I know my guests can really flex on, or drop some gems on. The easy route would be to interview some of the celebrities we know from the technology and hip-hop world. But to be honest, some of those conversations wouldn't be as real as I would like them to be. How do I know? Well, in business, people worry about their brands, and for some, they have to be very careful of what they say in public. I'm the type that will make you forget that we are having a public discussion. And boom, there goes your brand. I can't blame them. We all handle our personal lives differently, and I respect it. So instead, I try to add the most value I can to our community of fathers by asking regular fathers like you and me about fatherhood. Dads that don't have to worry about their brand or how others might perceive them. They can be a little bit more transparent. I try to sprinkle in some of the more famous people that we know because I know we all want to know how they get down. For example, we had my guy Shannon McCullum come through to talk about raising a hip-hop superstar like his son, Lil Yachty. He dropped gems, and I know many of us always wondered how we can raise our own superstars. Shit, I always wanted to know, and Shannon kept it super simple but truthful. He told us, expose your kids to everything and anything their heart desire, and see what happens. That's how I live my life as a father, and I hope you all do as well. So thank you once again for encouraging me to have these conversations, and super thank you for all the support you guys have shown us. You know how we roll. We don't push merch. We make brands pay up for our services. But if you want to support us monetarily, please hit up the site stereotypecode.com/fatherhoodislit to buy some merch. I'll put it in the show notes to make it a little bit easier. Go support that. Today's episode is a solo episode, and to be honest, I wasn't sure if I should release it just yet. For the past few weeks, the world has seen a war between Russia and Ukraine, so I thought it might be insensitive to talk about certain things. But then a friend asked me about something that we did, and I said, fuck it. So today we're talking about teaching your kids how to shoot a gun, why it's important, and how it could help your kids avoid the pitfalls of wanting to be down with those who play with guns. Before we start, though, keep in mind that my family lives in New York City, where the gun laws are tighter than a motherfucker. So before you take your kids on a shooting expedition, learn your local laws. We don't want any dads getting in trouble for flexing their constitutional rights in a city that doesn't give you the flexibility to do so. As for us, we hit Vegas, Las Vegas that is, at least once a year. And guess what? There you could take your kids shooting without a special permit or license. You just have to be present as a guardian. Still, do your research nonetheless. Growing up, I was fascinated with guns. My dad was a sharpshooter in the army, and he would often remind me during his war stories. I wanted to be just like my dad. Matter of fact, I wanted to be better than him, and told myself when I grow up, I'm going to be a sharpshooter in the army just like he was. That didn't pan out as expected. I was never good with following orders, so the army was a no-go. Instead, the streets became my battlefield. I grew up in a neighborhood where there were gunfights every week due to drugs. The block was hot, and there was always someone trying to take over by any means necessary. I was immune to gunshots. Most kids ran when they heard them. We ran towards them to make sure it wasn't anyone we knew. It is what it is. It was rough. I shot my first gun without my dad's knowledge before I turned 15 years old. I didn't know what I was doing. I was young and dumb, but thought I was cool. Especially thought I was cool because I was holding a gun. Now having my own sons, especially having a teenage boy growing up in New York City, I wanted my son to learn the right way. The streets will educate your kids in so many areas. I didn't want to take a chance of it teaching my son how to shoot a gun. That was my motivation. With hip-hop, especially the drill scene and the violence happening across America, Let us not forget the pressure from social media. I couldn't leave it to chance. The streets cannot, I repeat, the streets cannot teach your kids how to shoot a gun. That's a recipe for disaster. A disaster I'm not willing to let happen. So I let wifey know that I wanted my son to learn how to shoot a gun, but in a safe way. Luckily for me, she understood what I meant and blessed the idea. I am a firm believer that if you expose your kids to everything you can, they won't yearn to learn about them later. Using me as an example, I wanted to be like my pops when it came to accuracy. I knew he wasn't going to teach me, so I turned to the streets for that. Every time a friend pulled out their big brother's gun, I got excited. We knew better, and would never aim at each other. But how many times have you heard the news talk about somebody getting accidentally shot? That shit is crazy. And looking back now, I'm glad that never happened to any of us. But it could have. That thought right there is enough for me to educate my child. I love him, and I know I can't always be there with him. But hopefully, if a friend ever pulls out a gun, he won't get excited like I did. Instead, he will back off or do what I couldn't do as a young kid. Show them how to properly handle the gun. Learning how to properly handle a gun is as boring as it sounds. Who the hell wants to spend time doing that when they could shoot a target and talk shit while doing so? But it's a must. Before my son could shoot a gun, we had him learn all about one. How it worked, how the safety works if a gun has one, and the importance of it. We wanted him to know the damage that a gun could do. And this time around, we even showed him how to take one apart to get it cleaned up. We didn't spend all day doing that. It only took us about an hour or so. But those lessons carry on for life. Most kids or shooters out there have no clue how a gun works. They just know the point and shoot part. They've never learned or planned to learn how to properly handle a gun, or let alone aim one. That was all part of our kids' early gun lessons. The rule was you couldn't shoot one until you knew how to handle one. That's crazy because the law in some states, it doesn't matter if you learn how to shoot a gun or if you ever handled one. What matters is that you have an ID. Now you can have one. It's kind of scary. Why does a kid need to learn how to handle a gun? Well, if a kid knows the ins and outs of a gun, then they can hopefully learn to respect that shit. If you ask any legal gun owner, they will always tell you that a person that doesn't respect the power of a gun is destined to do something really stupid with it, like using it when they shouldn't, or simply leaving it around unsecured. That last part is what we hear horror stories about. A gun was left in an unlocked safe, and boom, there goes a young kid's life simply because they were curious and because somebody left it alone. Was my son bored learning about that? I can't really answer that. I think he expects us to go that extra mile for everything we do and just goes with it. We tried our best to make it somewhat entertaining for him. But what I can say is that homie can't only handle a gun, he respects the power of it as well. I have to say that was only possible because we emphasized that part of shooting, and any gun owner will tell you good habits lead to great discipline, and that's super important when you're dealing with something that can take someone's life in a blink of an eye. Curiosity can lead to some big trouble. That's something as a father I'm always mindful of. Think about all the times your parents or an adult told you not to try something, and of course you had to try it. I can't even start to list the times when I said, oh shit, to myself and thought maybe I should have listened to mom and dad. I won't even lie to you. Growing up, there were times when I would scream. I would scream out mom and dad when in trouble, knowing they weren't going to be there to help me. Those type of moments happen, and we can't completely stop them. We just want to make sure our kids handle them a little bit better than we did. As a curious person, I know my kids will be just as curious as I was. I try to think about the things that might have gotten me excited as a youth and try to teach my kids about it. Not sure what I'm talking about? Think about sex. We all know we should talk to our kids about it, but most of us put it off way too long. I remember when I first talked to my son about sex. He knew way more than I thought he knew. That was cool, but it also reinforced that I was late to the party. Someone, or in this case, school, beat me to the talk, but I could still add value to it. Same thing can be said with guns, especially within boys. My sons love, and I mean love, shoot'em style games. I'm not the type of parent to censor them because I wasn't censored. So I let them rock out. But due to that, I know my kids are curious about guns. Heck, my 9-year-old sat down with an army buddy of ours and had an in-depth conversation about fighter jets and how they use flares to avoid getting shot down. Fellas, he was open having that talk, and it worried me. My friend, on the other hand, loved it and told him one day he would get him into a fighter jet. Kind of scared. You just never know what your kids know or want to try. That's why I go hard on exposing them to everything. My oldest swears he was a Fortnite Call of Duty Valorant god. He would brag about his headshots while my character would barely run because I had no idea how to play the game. He knew his shit in the video game world. The least I could do was put him on to the real thing. Once again, the streets, his friends, his family members might not teach him the right things, but I'm not leaving it up to them to educate him anyway. I'm doing it. My kids might not believe that they can talk to me about anything and everything, even though I wish they did. The reality is that I can't expect that, and neither could you. Expose them to things and educate them on why it matters. All right, let's keep it real. I took my oldest to learn how to shoot a gun because I wanted to shoot a gun myself. That's the honest truth. Whenever we go to a state where we can legally shoot a gun, I look for a range. I always plan to hit the range and tell my wife I want to take them so I don't seem selfish. Stop acting like you never did that. I'm not perfect. I'm not ashamed to say so either. Even though I do the research, we never make it. In Vegas, it was different. I told a friend a couple of years ago how much I wanted to do it, but really wanted to take my oldest son with me. And he said, "Well, James, I got you." He was somebody that just recently retired from some high level military shit, so he knew his stuff. He loved guns and always admired how much I wanted to do and experience with my kids. Homeboy had a safe full of legal guns and a head full of lessons he wanted to teach. It was a no-brainer that my kids should go along for the ride. I was going to get my chance to shoot a few guns, and even though I was excited as fuck, the real win was seeing my son and wife do their thing. Wifey is a beast with the handguns. I won't even dare battle her. It was cool letting my son see that, yes, mom can beat dad in something. I even challenged him to beat her in a shooting game we all play, and man, she rocked him. She showed him no mercy. He resorted to talking shit about my handgun skills instead. That was dope. And it was also dope watching him work an automatic rifle, or as we know them, an AR. Those things are powerful. That's where dad shines, the big guns. I had them both beat there. All that to say that sometimes you get lucky and do the things you always wanted to do or even try with your kids. This one was for me, and I have no shame in saying so. The first time we did it together was a little scary, but we had an expert. If he wasn't around, I would have eventually taken my family to a range and paid up for classes on handling a gun and shooting it. If you have a friend or family member as we did, the first time will still get you nervous. Let the professionals know how you feel. If they are great, they will want to make sure you are good no matter how silly it may seem to you. You can even go another route. Buy some BB guns and go to work on those for a while. We got our kids hooked on BB guns early, and whenever we go camping, as long as it's legal, we do our thing with pellet guns while there. Even though this event was more of my speed, my son got one of the greatest lessons he could get. Together with my friend and wife, my son was able to not only learn how to shoot a gun, he learned how to respect it. Throughout our days of shooting, one main lesson kept getting emphasized with everything we did. Good habits go a long way. On a shooting range or on a mountain, your good habits on how you handle and shoot a gun can mean the difference between a fun day or a day filled with agony. One false move and that bullet can do some damage. My son learned about the power of a gun the first time we went out, as I caught a small case of scope eye. That woke us all up. I was curious to see how far I could shoot a gun and ran the risk of losing my eye. That never happened again and never will. We learn quickly on this side. Curiosity is a motherfucker. And if history can ever teach us anything, is that the more our kids know, the better off they will be in life. that just doesn't go for guns. It goes for so much more. So I challenge you today to think about what you were curious about growing up and find a way to expose your kids to it as well. You just never know. They might know more than you think or need a dope father like you to flex their skills. As always, the only way we can know what they need is to be there. Make your presence felt your way. It matters. Fatherhood is lit.